Blog Talk Radio.
Is that Jay Plus? Like this. It's independent, everything touching error. Beware them haters, better beware. With us, you cannot compare. We got girls in motion. That's Nikhil with Ron, the hybrid one. And that boy Del Sean. Upside down, double U A to the Y S. We the best, yeah, we fight. Not a test. Our radio slides in the old wagon set. Like, you can see the nation from the spot in which we sit. Bars crewing into, and we sold it. Come through, and we can show you we support that local.
Everything.
Online radio.
Independent.
Everything.
That is, you are on deck for another exciting episode of Independent Everything, and I am your host. I am Franz, the hybrid one of allthingsfranz.com radio, Franz Listens Music, Video, and More show, and Independent Everything, of course, and also I am the exec for London Music Records. That would be me, Franz, the hybrid one, and I want to, first off the bat, say that you know, Lady Blaze is supposed to be the guest today, and she was the guest on the AllThingsFranz.com radio show last night, and in the middle of the interview, of course, they had a tornado touchdown, and I never got a chance to get back in touch with her. You know, of course, they were all ordered to go to ground or whatever. The sirens were going off, and I can only hope that that everything's okay. And subsequently, I was just on the phone with my executive A&R, Nakia Corliss, and they are under a tornado warning right now as we speak. And so I don't know if she's going to be able to call in or whatever. I know that the sirens and things were going off there. Let's see who we got. It looks like we've got Blaze. Hey, you're alive. She's alive.
Yes, I'm alive. I survived.
Yeah, I was just telling the audience, man, our family, friends, and fans that we were on the air last night on the music video show, and the sirens went off, and you guys were sent to ground, and I hadn't been able to get in touch with you since, since that time, since I got out there and everything. Everything okay out there?
Yeah, that shit was crazy. I was in a part of Arlington that got hit the worst. We got hail and trees knocked down and all power outages and all kinds of crap.
Yeah, I gotta call and check on the baby mama and them out there because they are in Arlington as well. And I was just on the phone with Nakia, and they are now under a tornado warning. The sirens and stuff was all going off, and I don't know if she's gonna be able to call in and do her co-hosting duties. Just minutes ago, you know, and I was telling her about, about our episode last night, which she knew she was listening in, but it was just strange. I was like having deja vu, you know, when talking with her. Let me just bring the people up to speed on who exactly Lady Blaze is. We just talking like they just know us. And so let me just get into a little bit of this. Lady Blaze is a metal music SMG recording artist. She was born March 29th, 1990, to Cheryl Denise Wynn and Robert Kenneth Wynn Sr. Brittany C. Wynn, better known as Blaze or Lady Blaze, has always had a passion for music. Even as a small child, interested in all different types of music from hip-hop to country and R&B, soul to rock. Her favorite artists are Tupac, Mary J. Blige, August Alsina, Kay Michelle, Patti LaBelle, Aretha Franklin, Kim, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Rascal Flatts, Luke Bryant, Paramore, and some name I can't even begin to pronounce. Evanescence? Is that it?
Evanescence, yeah.
Yeah, so you've got a wide variety of musical taste. Hello, Nakia. By the way, we were just getting everybody your condolences. Can I use that? Anyway, I was telling everybody that you guys were on a tornado warning as well, and I was telling her I was having deja vu, but she made it, y'all. She's alive. She's alive. She's alive.
Yes. Weather's something serious.
Yeah. How are you, Nakia? Hello? Can you hear us?
Uh-oh. I'm good.
There.
How are you?
Oh, there she goes.
Oh, there she is. She must have cheeked me. She probably cheeked me. Mm. Yeah, she cheeked me. And so we were just going over the fact that they had the same kind of weather situation last night as you guys are having up there. How's it going? Are they sending y'all to grounding up there where you are?
I'm not moving. I'm staying where I'm at.
You staying right there in that comfy?
I'm liking Dodger. Thug life, you know?
Yeah, thug life. That's how my life's set up right now. Well, I was just getting to a little bit of background on Lady Blaze. And one of the things I wanted to go back and touch base on, you know, you turned me on to August Alsina. I had no idea who this kid was until you told me about him. And then we did the I Love This Shit track, you know, released that on your project. But before you told me about August Alsina, I had no idea who that was. So you added somebody to my musical repertoire. Now he's one of my favorite artists. But tell us about how it is that you've got artists like Aretha Franklin and then Tim McGraw as some of your influences. I mean, how does that come into play with what you do today with hip hop and rap music? How does that come into play? And we'll come back to you in just 1 second, Nakia. But I gotten into this, so I didn't want to lose my train of thought. And then we'll come back to you. But tell us how those particular influences play on what you do today.
Honestly, like, I just love all types of music, from rap to country to hip hop to R&B. My mom and my dad, you know, rolling around as a little kid, that's all I listened to was the oldies. So, I mean, that's where I started all my music background at, you know, Aretha Franklin, Patti LaBelle, you know, some Tupac, a little bit of everything. And my sister's a big country music fan, and she actually turned me on to country music. So I don't discriminate against any kind of music. I love all types of backgrounds.
Yeah. You know, growing up where we grew up out there in Mosier Valley, and a lot of people don't know anything about that, but, you know, back in the day when me and your dad and your mom were growing up, you know, we didn't have, there was no black radio. K-104 was non-existent at the time. So we lived in Euless. We lived in Mosier Valley, but it's a little suburb of Euless that all of the blacks settled there. Actually, ex-slaves settled that area called Mosier Valley back in the day, and it's like a black community out between Arlington, you know, Dallas, Fort Worth, and Mid-City. But when we were growing up, we didn't have black radio stations to listen to. We had to listen to whatever was being played on the, which was really like a mixed station of country and pop. You know, you might get, you know, something a little dark every once in a while, but for the most part, that's all we had. So we grew up on that, learning to like, you know, country music, pop music, those kinds of things before we, you know, got access to, you know, to some darker, you know, style of music. And for me, coming from New York to that area, it was like real culture shock. You know what I'm saying? But now I look back on it, I'm obliged for it, because it did give me, like you, a wider array of musical likes. You know what I'm saying? And they all influence what I do today, which is why I call my music hybrid music, because it's some of everything. Now you normally, you know, we normally have the, you've been on the show when we had Delshawn on here, our co-host that's in hiatus at the moment. And you know, he normally handles the Inquiring Minds Want to Know. We've kind of folded that Inquiring Minds Want to Know into the Charlamagne the God section, which Nakia kind of handles. So I'm going to turn the mic over to Nakia. And if the Tornadoes will let her, I'm going to let her do her thing with you right now. Wherever she doesn't go with you, when I come back, I'm gonna go there with you. Nakia, do your thing.
Okay. I don't know where to start. It's so much easier when it's, you know, outside artists, not in-house artists. Those that I basically know everything about. But furthermore, it's kind of hard for me to be hard with our artists. But as far as in reading your bio, I had to keep some things out just because of the length. So I'm going to jump to the end of the bio. How hard is it for you, how hard is it for you to write music?
Honestly, it just depends on what I'm going through at the time. If I'm going through some stuff, I'm just in one of my moods. It's really, really simple and easy. But, I mean, I can't lie, like every other person, I do get writer's block sometimes. So, you know, there's difficult times. But for the most part, it's pretty simple because I go through a lot of stuff on a daily basis.
So you would say that a lot of your tracks are based on real life experiences?
Yes, if not, I want to say maybe like the 80% of what I write is real life stuff.
When I think of rap artists now, female rap artists, I see everyone going in the same direction. No one wants to be different. No one's not really trying to stand out above and beyond anyone else. They're all trying to, you know, have the same sound as like the Nicki Minaj. You're different. What is it that fuels, you know, your motivation to do what you do and produce a sound that's a little different than most of the female rap artists out there?
I kind of want to say what separates me from everybody else is the fact that I'm not putting out what people want to hear. I'm putting out what I, you know, want to do. I'm staying true to myself instead of, you know, trying to follow the trends, I guess you could say. I just talk about really what comes to heart and what comes to mind and just stay true to myself, really. I don't care what people think about me or how they feel. And I want to say that's what makes me different from these mainstream artists.
You've done a lot of collaborations with metal music record artists. If you had the opportunity to do a collaboration with a major artist, who would that be?
Oh, man, hands down, I gotta go with my boy August. It's best. Because I feel like we could get on a track and both, you know, let some real-life stuff out and just, you know, make a killer track. You know, other than him, as far as vocals go, I put K. Michelle. I mean, those are the two people that if I ever had a chance to work with, I would take that opportunity off top.
Why K. Michelle?
She's just a powerhouse right now. To me, she's the best female vocalist in the game. I don't know, kind of like seeing what she's been through and all that, she's kind of like a realist too, and she's not afraid to show who she is, and that's what I'm about.
Okay. Do you do any other type of genre other than rap? Do you sing?
I've tried singing. It's not really my thing, but I mean, it's something I'm working on right now, yes. I kind of want to do a little bit of everything. I've actually tried a rock track back in the day, and it didn't turn out too bad. But I'm not singling myself just to, you know, R&B or hip hop or rapper. I want to do everything.
Are there instruments involved as well? Do you play any?
I used to. I used to play the flute, and I don't really do that too much anymore. But if I could, I would pick it back up in a second. But other than that, I don't really play anything. I mean, I'd like to do percussion probably, if anything, but yeah, the flute is what I know how to play. I mean, I don't really do anything else, so.
I know that you stated in your bio that your mother is one of your biggest influences in life, as well as, you know, your nieces and nephews. What sets your mom apart from, and I know everyone has this ideology in their head about their mother, but what is it about your mother that motivates you, influences you to do what you do, and just keep persevering? What stands out about your mom? What makes her different?
ever since my parents divorced back when I was 12 or 13 years old, my mom's just been that, you know, that rock and the foundation of keeping our family together. As far as, you know, my brother and sisters go, she's always been that person that kept us together and stayed strong through everything. I mean, she's had her ups and downs, and, you know, she struggled, but she always made a way to make sure that we had what we needed.
Now, I see you always pictured with little children. Do you have kids of your own?
I don't have any. I have one niece and 3-4 nephews and one on the way. So I don't have any of my own, but I do spoil the hell out of my niece and my nephews.
Which leads me into another question that most people of the opposite sex want to know. Are you single?
At this moment, yes. Yes.
There you have it. She is single. I had the opportunity to listen to one of the tracks that I'm assuming will be on your highly anticipated I Am Blaze album, one that features Team Dope and Black Earl. Have you had the opportunity to listen to everyone on the track?
What was the end of that question? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. My phone cut out.
Have you had the opportunity to listen to everyone on the track?
Yeah, Team Dope and Black Earl. I'm honestly big fans of both of them. Black Earl, he be doing the damn thing, and I fucks with Team Dope. Those are my boys.
I was blown away when I heard. I know how talented all of our artists are, and it's just, it's amazing when you guys can come together on one track and produce something as astounding as what I heard today. I was really, really blown away. I can't wait till it all comes together, everyone's on the track, and the rest of the world gets to hear this. I Am Blaze, let's talk about this album and the release of I Am Blaze. How long have you been working on this album?
I have been working on this album for, oh my goodness, like 2-3 months now. And, you know, I just want to make sure that I give my best and my all. And I want to make sure that, you know, I'm something like a perfectionist. So I want to make sure that everything is right and to plan and make sure it portrays who I really am as an artist. So, I mean, it's a little bit well-rounded. I got a little bit of everything on there, from relationship tracks to party tracks to some real shit. You know, I got a little bit of everything on there. So I'm working on it, you know, still working on it to make sure it is what everybody's waiting for. It will be worth the wait, I promise that.
And it seems like all of our artists are perfectionists. Team Dope, I'm not really talking about you, but I am. But it seems like everyone wants to make sure that they portray the best side of themselves. And I like the fact that you are giving versatility on this album, that it does make up every part of you. That does have the excellent name, I Am Blaze, because, again, you know, like you said, you're giving people a little bit of relationships and a little bit of, you know, your personal life. And so I am anxiously awaiting this album. I said before that when you stopped, when you took a hiatus yourself and needed to get some personal and medical issues straight, that I knew when you came back that you would surely be on fire. And everything that you put out so far has been, I'm blown away. So for the rest of the world, you know, sit tight and just hold on, because we will be releasing I Am Blaze soon. And she's going to take the rap game, as far as women are concerned, to a totally different level. I thank you again for joining us today on Independent Everything. And, Franz, I'm turning it back over to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Back to that IDK. That IDK is the shit, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
That, I haven't even heard Blaze's verse. I've only heard, you know, what I sent to you, Nakia, with Black Earl and Team Dope. But it is the shiznick.
Yeah,
and I'm really, my mind is really trying to wrap around what we're going to do, because I was trying to decide what was going to be the push for I Am Blaze, and I think that track is probably going to be it. But there's many tracks that I haven't heard that Blaze has held for me, because she knows she can't send me shit without me playing it, so she's learned.
Yeah.
You know? So, but that track right there, man, I don't think there's nothing that you can do to take away from that track. You can only add to it. I mean, what I mean by that is whatever you put on it is just going to enhance it, because it is a dope track. And shout out to Team Dope,
hot.
Shout out to Black Girl. Yeah, it's hot. So one of the things that she had mentioned a moment ago, and I should have wrote it down because now she done mentioned some more stuff I want to talk about, but there was something I wanted to highlight in regards to your, you know, your musical career. I mean, you are not new to this, even though you are pretty much the newest member of the team that's about to release, other than Callie Kia, who came on board and just dropped her shit and said, bam, I'm through. She dropped the mic. Sexo Chocolate, you know what I'm saying? And walked away. Yeah, and it did. So she's working on her album now, but you were pretty much, you know, the next one up and the baby of the, you know, of the metal music recording family. And you know, your initial release, your EP, probably didn't get the push, the attention, the promotional back and everything that it should. A lot of it because of logistics, because of what we were doing, where we were going, and the fact that, you know, you had medical issues, so you couldn't really be there to promote it yourself like it would have needed to be promoted. We will revisit your your initial release, and as a matter of fact, it's in the process of being remastered as we speak for just that purpose. So those of y'all that don't have the first release from Lady Blaze off of Melody Music Records, please go get it. It is available. You can stream it on Spotify. It's on all of the streaming sites, not necessarily on the download site because it was a promo. But you need to go check it out. And I wanted to tell you that the remix of I Love This Shit that you did in tribute to August is very hot on Spotify. They play the shit out of it on Spotify. I was looking at your numbers the other day, and I was really impressed at how they really are spinning that particular track. And you did a hell of a job on it. It was the first time I realized that you really could sing. A lot of people don't know that you are the background vocals for not only Lipstick by Voice, but also Composure by the Bars Crew. The Bars Crew, Team Dope, and Young T, y'all have done a lot of work together and a lot of tracks. And I realized as I was playing a set in tribute to you last night after we got off that I don't play and push your music enough, because you got some hot tracks, man. You got some hot tracks with some hot artists, and we definitely need to revisit what Lady Blaze has done. And I think this album, this project right here, will cause everybody to revisit what Lady Blaze has done, and it just gets greater, you know, from here. That's the word I'm looking for. I'm respectful of the fact that with all the things you got going on, you know, I know all the things you got going on in your life, you know, in your personal life, and it's tough to be able to do this business if your personal life isn't grounded like it needs to be, because this is a hard business, man, to try to make something happen. And you've done a good job of trying to, you know, holding what's going on in your personal life and your medical situation, and then, you know, pursuing your musical career. So I give a salute to you. I was joking the other night on the show with the Hybrid Queen on Thursday about you and Young T being blind as shit and you being legally blind, seriously, and then still being able to get in the studio and lay tracks down. And it's like you, Young T, Voice, are those artists for me that make me raise the bar for the other artists, because if you guys can do it, Voice having battled cancer and still battling cancer, Young T can't see a damn thing, and then he's got so many other issues too. He's blind as a bat, and then you with the sight and health issues, man. For you guys to get in the studio now, Young T's released two complete projects and a plethora of singles on the label. He's working on another one right now that nobody even is aware of. He's working on another project right now, and he's been through a lot. He's actually stepped away from the music because of his health issues, as you did for a moment. But I applaud you guys with all the medical and personal issues and still being able to put out product. It says something, you know, about your character and your intestinal fortitude, so I salute you. And, yeah, that's a shot at the rest of you artists that don't have a damn thing wrong with you and are struggling with putting your product out. I don't mind saying it. So y'all better step your game up. Anyway, Blaze, I like to say. Yeah. Oh, I forgot all about you.
And, then I'll be talking about me.
Did your shoes get tight just then or something?
They might have, but you.
Okay. Yeah.
No deal.
Well, you got medical issues too, so you in that medical issue thing. I didn't mention you, but I always keep you outside the box anyway. You know what it is. So anyway, Blaze, I want to give time to you to be able to give your shout outs, accolades, people that have. That you want to thank you for, you know, getting, you know, helping you get to here, and then specifically how they can, meaning the average Joe Blow fan and that business entity that might want to license, you know, your music or have you do a talk or put you in a show or whatever. I want you to articulate to the fans, family, and friends, and especially the business entities that might listen to this. We are now on Stitcher. As well, Stitcher FM. We broadcast there as well as TuneIn and the iTunes radio network. So you guys want to, you know, make sure that you get your information out there because you never know who's listening. So articulate how they can, you know, follow, fan, and just connect with you, period, if you would. You got the mic.
First thing first, how to reach me. My email is ladyblaze2014, which is LadyBlayze2014@outlook.com. I can send me any types of emails there, labs, shows, whatever. That's probably one of the best ways to get a hold of me. Other than that, I got my fan page, you know, the Lady Blaze fan page on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter at LADII_B0221. That's a Twitter. My music is Spotify, iTunes, allthingssongs.com, of course, the Metal to Music page. Anywhere else I can't really think of right now off the top of my head, you guys know, so y'all can let them know that. But a shout out to, of course, my family, first and foremost. You know what I mean? Pushing me to get to where I am and helping me to get to where I am. You guys, Nakia and Franz and Nakia, you are promoting the hell out of me, and I appreciate the hell out of you for that shit, man. That's what's up. And Franz, man, for helping me get my music, you know, started and off the ground and just playing my music and just being there point blank, period, you know. So, yeah, shout outs and the way to reach me.
Okay. Yeah, she does have an official page at www.metalandmusic.com. You hit the More tab, go to Lady Blaze. All things Blaze are there. You can contact Nakia Corliss as her interim management. You can go to, what is it? Metal and Music Entertainment Management at gmail.com or www.danrexec.com. There's a lot of info there for you regarding artists. You can also call Nakia at 516-224-7726, extension?
Three.
If you want to book Lady Blaze for interviews, for shows or whatever, you can coordinate that through her interim management team, which is management, until we get a manager in place for her. Nakia is kind of handling those duties, so you guys can get to Lady Blaze through those mediums, as well as the ones she just shared with you. Her music is on Spotify. It's on Beats Music. It's on Tidal. It's on YouTube Music Key. It's on RDIO and all fine streaming sites. Also, she does have tracks that are on Amazon, iTunes, and Google Play, like Reasons and several other tracks that are there for you to download and purchase. Look for her album, I Am Blaze, coming, scheduled for release 420. We will have it up on the Nerve DJs mixtape.com site first and foremost for you to be able to review the project, and then we'll give you the links to where you can download and purchase it once they're available to us, which will probably hit Amazon first. Just look for Lady Blaze coming the week of 420, 2015. It is it's going to be a hot commodity. I mean, if the tracks that she's already tentatively released from it or any indication, it's going to be a banger, real talk. Any last words, Blaze?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What did you say?
Any last words?
Just wait for the album. I'm Blaze coming really soon, scheduled to be released tomorrow, like you said. Definitely what the wait will be, what everybody expects, and y'all will see who I truly am. And once again, shout out to you guys for having me on the show.
We'll talk. Any last words, Nakia Corliss?
You can also find Lady Blaze on MTV.com. She's an MTV VH1 .com artist, so go look for her over there as well.
We'll talk. As a matter of fact, I was over there last night. I got that message. I was over there tightening up stuff. That's a lot of work to be done on the new. The MTV has revamped MTV.com.
Gosh,
so it's revamped.
Man.
It's got a lot. It's a lot of work for our pages to be done over there. So you guys bear with us, man. I started working on mine. I was up until 6 o'clock this morning working on mine, as a matter of fact. And I still got a lot to go. So you guys bear with us on that particular site. But we are there. Lady Blaze is there. And we have a presence there. This has been another episode, Independent Everything. You guys don't forget to tune in on Tuesday to allthingsfranz.com radio, Franz Liszt's Music Video and More show. Also, Psycho Music, Psycho TV is coming May 1st. That is Sunday, May 1st. And also the website for Psycho Music Group is also launching officially that day as well. What else we got real quick before we go? Anything? I know there's a bunch of stuff I'm supposed to be talking about, but it slips my mind at the moment. Anything pressing, Nakia?
No, I'm over here floating right now. I can't even begin
don't
to tell
girl,
you.
Float on. It's been another episode of Independent Everything with Lady Blaze. Look for I Am Blaze coming this week, 420, 2015. Hot, hot commodity. You guys anticipated. Wait on it. Real talk. Until the next time, you guys do it like everything. You know what it is, independent. And I got to get a little love, a little peace.
And hey, Grease.
There it is. We'll holla.